News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday conversation with members of the College Station Police Department. Today, visiting with Lieutenant Craig Anderson, who is going to get us set up for National Night Out, which Craig actually begins tomorrow with the kickoff event. Let's talk about that first.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, actually, the kickoff event is going to be at the Target in Bryan. And what it is the agencies of Bryan Police Department, Brazos County Sheriff's Department, University Police Department. And we all get together, and we have a big kickoff event there at the Target in Bryan. And what we do is invite the public out, and we have child fingerprinting. We provide crime prevention information and encourage everyone to sign up for block parties in their communities. And the purpose of the National Night Out is that so everyone can get together, get to know their neighbor, watch out for each other, because it goes all the way back to the old neighborhood watch that we used to have in our community. Some communities still have it, just not as much as they used to in the past, but it's neighbors watching out for each other. So we have this kickoff event in order to encourage the neighbors to have a block party for a National Night Out.
And before we go to National Night Out specifically, just want to follow up a little bit more about the kickoff tomorrow. What kind of attendance has there been in the past? What sort of observations have you seen from folks who have come by and visited with you and other emergency service agencies?
Yes, so last year was the first year that we actually had it there at the Target in Bryan and with the combined agencies, and we had to have probably anywhere between 500 or 700 people. I mean, it was a very good event. It was a big success. And so we anticipate to have a lot more people this year, because last year people were just getting to know about it, so now they know we're going to be there and what to expect. So we expect a larger crowd this year.
I would think it's a great opportunity for members of the public just to be able to visit with you and other law enforcement members. I know there'll be some fire folks there too, but it's a really easy way to learn about your mindsets and what you all are looking out for, and maybe suggestions that you all can give members of the public so that, in your case, you don't have as many criminal acts, maybe fewer traffic issues to have to deal with. It's more, it's a really friendly environment.
Yes, sir, it really is. And the reason why is because sometimes, especially with kids or young adults, they may not have that positive interaction with the police department. And so we want them to know that the police department, as well as the fire department, because the fire department works well with us in going out to these block parties on National Night Out, and let them know that we're here to partner with them in order to reduce crime in our communities. That, there's only so many police officers, and there are more eyes and ears from our public. And so if they hear or see something suspicious, we want to encourage them to report it. But at the same time, we want them to know we are the police department. We want them to know Craig Anderson. We want them to know Officer Dennis Bain or Officer Ingram or some of the other officers from the Bryan Police Department. So that way, when they call, they have that picture, say, hey, I spoke with Lieutenant Anderson. I know what the police department is looking for, and we're working in partnership with them to reduce crime in the community.
Visiting with Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department, again tomorrow at the Bryan Target is the National Night Out kickoff. Let's go to National Night Out itself now. When is that going to be?
The National Night Out will be this coming Tuesday, October 4th, and our block parties start at around 5:30, and they go to about 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the evening. And the National Night Out actually started with the National Association of Town Watch. It's a nationwide event, and it used to be held in August, but it was so hot down here in Texas in August, we asked the national office if we could move it back to October. And so just for Texas, they allowed it to happen in October, and we're a part of a national award campaign also. So we'll take pictures as we go around to the block parties. We'll meet with residents, and then we'll send in a package to the national office. And last year in College Station, we won a prize for our involvement and participation in National Night Out.
And I'm sure that award didn't come without having the public's involvement in all the different places you all were able to visit.
Exactly. I mean, we're very fortunate here in College Station. We have a lot of good citizens, and we had approximately 45 block parties last year, and we have approximately 40 this year. We have some communities where they just combine and just have it at the park instead of on individual streets. So we anticipate on having a lot of people out on October 4th. And what we do here at the police department is we have our police officers go out and our fire department have firemen to go out on their fire trucks, and we visit each individual block party. And we'll go there, we'll meet with the residents, and, you know, we talk with them, see if they have any questions, and see if there's anything we can do from the police department and fire department to help them in the community and what they're trying to accomplish, whether it's reducing crime, they may want to report some speeding on the street or some other issue that they're dealing with. And just to let them know that we're in partnership with them to help reduce any issues that may be going on in their community.
Is there still an opportunity to join the list since the National Night Out is not until Tuesday? Can somebody contact you all on Monday?
Yes, they still can. We try to get it in as early as we can, so the deadline was last Monday. But if somebody still wants to do a block party, we're not going to just say, no, you can't do it. So if they want to go ahead and send in a form, we'll still try to have a police officer or the fire department to come by and still visit with them.
And they get the form by going online then?
Yes, so they can go online, they can go to our website, and they'll see the form on there for National Night Out, or they can contact me at 764-3610. I can take down their information and fill out the form for them.
All right, and that would be going to the city website then at cstx.gov then?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have I missed anything?
No, sir, not that I can think of. We just want to encourage our citizens to get out and get to know their neighbors. And that's so important because it's important to neighbors to watch out for each other. You know, I know my neighbors real well, so if they go out of town, they let me know. If I go out of town, I tell them. So we want to make sure that we watch out for each other in case something just suspicious is going on or something out of the ordinary. And that's the purpose of it, getting people and citizens to watch out for one another in order to reduce crime in the community.
Again, that's National Night Out coming up on Tuesday, and then tomorrow the kickoff event at the Bryan Target. And
yes.
Craig, appreciate the visit this afternoon.
Appreciate you giving me a call, and if you need anything, please let me know.
Very good. Lieutenant Craig Anderson of the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.